Korach, Dosen va'avirom Yisoviv, V'Dosen va'avirom Yotun Yisoviv, Pesach o'aleihem, V'nesheyem u'vneyem itapo. Pasuk says, Parashas Korach, that they went from Yal Mishkan Korach, all the people went away from him, and Dosen va'avirom Yisoviv, V'Dosen va'avirom, they came out, they were chutzpah, Rashi Yotun Yisoviv, they went to Agade, Pesach o'aleihem, v'nesheyem u'vneyem itapo. And with the women, the children, the tapa means even small little babies. Tapa means even younger. As Rashi, on Afanor, Bore E, Kama Kosha Machloikis. So Rashi, come and see how bitter, how hard, how difficult is the Eid of Machloikis. Trebezin Shalmato. In ancient Ela Ad Shiyovich Dei Sairus. Based down here, it can only give an Oynish, at least some type of Oynish. So it's been Sish Dei Sairus. All the Oynish doesn't give us 20. Based on Shomaila, and that's from Shomaila to 20. We can Ovdu Af Yonki Shadayim. Here, even the little babies, Yonki Shadayim, nursing babies got wiped out. Nursing what babies from the camp of Korach, the camp of Dosva Aviram. Everything, little babies have no shaykhs to anything that wiped out of us. And the shayla is obvious. How could it be that little babies were murdered, little babies were nifta, they fell into the earth, swallowed up by the earth, because of the ina machlaikis of us? So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the famous Shmuz, he says Pshat that Machloikis, the problem of you is that even though they were babies, but they had been raised, and they were children of the family of Korach v'Hadassah, and therefore we know very, very, as it was written in Sfarim, that the DNA, the makeup of the children are very similar to the parents. Because the Midas HaMachloikas, the Midas, it's a characteristic, the Midas HaMachloikas is so destructive. There can't be a Klal Yisrael when there's Midas HaMachloikas in there. So Mela, the Midas HaMachloikas had to be taken out, had to be removed from the earth. Can't be machlokes in the world. Machlokes is special, but the can't be special machlokes among the Klal Yisrael. I want to add maybe another connection to the Pashma as well, a little different, along the same lines, and we could say that since the babies were growing up and the environment around them, a person is nimshach about around what he sees, what he hears, what he's exposed to. So you'll say it's a little baby. Little baby that's nursing from the mother. Teretz says, we know the famous story, Ashri Yolad, Rishu ben Hananya. Ashri Yolad, says Chazal, that his mother used to bring him to the Beis HaMedrash. And she used to say, why? She used to leave him there, and he used to sit in the Beis HaMedrash, and like a little baby in a baby crib, a baby in a carriage. Why? Ashri Yolad, because from that day on, his neshama was coiling. And that gave him the cheshek for life. Ashri Yolarato. We could say in a little similar vein, a little bit different from Chashvila, but the same story basically, that these babies were living in the houses of the people that made a machloikis a Moshe Rabbeinu onto Rosai. They were koyla into the neshama, the e midas hamachloikis, midas hamachloikis is not shayach to be in most flies. So once they were koyla into the neshamas, it had to be eradicated to because Rabbah therefore not only wiped out the fam, the person themselves, but that his wives, the children, and the babies, I feel, who were their neshamas, and their were koilet, and entered into them, the midas ha-machloikas, that tore apart Klal Yisrael, and the Rabbah who declared that a midah, this is such a midah, is that shah that should be amongst Klal Yisrael, has to be uprooted from its source. And if they're going to continue to live, oh, you're right, they're only babies now, but they're going to grow up, that second nature of Midas HaMachloikas has to, if we're getting rid of it, we'll obliterate from the earth, it's going to go together, everything's going to be obliterated in the earth. And really the scary thing of Oisah, the Midas HaMachloikas of Oisah, people don't understand it, we don't understand the severity of it, but a person has to run away from Midas HaMachloikas of Oisah. The person has to run away from Midas HaMachloikas. And the reason is over time. The Yisoid HaMachloikas over time is based on a chesaron emunah b'Hashem. The Yisoid HaMachloikas is based on a kino and a taiva. The Yisoid HaMachloikas. So imagine if you leave it, but if it comes to fruition, it's a be'etzem a stira minei ube to the Yisoid of Klal Yisrael. The Yisod of Klal Yisrael is Echod. Ato Echod, Mishimcho Echod, Umi Ka'amcho Yisod Lo Yechod. We are one nation. As one, we accepted the Turkish Echod Lev Echod. As one, we accept the Kabbalah Moch Shomai, Vahi Bishuan Melech, Viz Asif Rosh Yom Yachad, Shifte Yisrael, Oum Klal Yisrael Yachad, Yit Shayach, Vahi Bishuan Amalchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yisoid HaTvarim is verse, and the Amkuz HaTvarim, which is really a bit but the Yisoid and the Amkuz of it is that it's a certain Hispatnus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if a person understands it's a master plan, everybody has their Mokoim, so there's no room for Machlokes. Machlokes only is because I need more. I want something more. I want Machlokes, Be'etzim is I'm going into your Chelek. That's love. That could be the root of Machlokes is Chelek. I'm stepping into your chay, you're stepping into my chay. Everybody has to help find the other guy's chay, his makoy. You have to look at what's for his makoy. When there's a common goal, there's no room for machloikis. Vice versa, if there's machloikis, I'm going into your chay, I'm chaylik on you. That's machloikis. What's wrong? I'm chaylik on you? I'm chaylik on you as I'm entering into your chay. We all have a chay, we all have a makoy, we all have a purpose, we all have a. That's machloikis, I'm going to say. Machlokes, you're going into somebody else's chelek. You're entering into his chelek. If that's true, Rabbi Yisai, there's no mokum for Rabbi Yisai, but the Bari Oila. That means it's better makfir and Bari Oila. Because everybody has their own individual chelek. Everybody has their mokum. Everybody has their zman. Everybody has their purpose. We have to understand that. If we want to take somebody else's chelek, we mean we chelek and make machlokes. We want to take away his chelek, his purpose. It's a stira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not only a stira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a rishus minon l'chaver also. Because the pshat is you're taking away his makom. You're trying to remove his makom. He has a makom in this world. He has a purpose. He has something that he has to accomplish. If you're going into that, over here, Karach, what are you trying to do? You're trying to take over the job of somebody else. That's not your tafkid, girl. You have a different tafkid. You're going into his chelek. You're not giving him a makom to accomplish what he needs to accomplish. You're taking away this person's chelek in this world. You know what the einish is that? Your chelek in this world. Your children, chas v'shalom, your children, your generation will be taken away because you're trying to take away somebody else's chelek. Machloikas is recognizing everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a tachlis. Everybody has a mokoy. Everybody has a zman. We all, each and every individual, has a purpose. This is the big problem, this generation. Everybody thinks, what am I come here for? What am I doing? So many other people are learning Torah. So many people are doing Avodas Hashem. What do you need me for? And they don't understand it. Every person. We much meant this marshal that someone said, right? That the person, the marshal of the symphony. That every single one of them, you have 18 violinists, but if every one of them is missing, it's a different set. Those who are able to detect, those who are maestros, those who work with, those who work with big symphony orchestras can detect that there's 18 violins or 7 that we can't detect. But the Baruch Hashem knows the synthesis of this whole world and everybody working there, and every flower, and every blade of grass, and every tree has a purpose. And the tree can't be the grass, and the grass can't be the tree. They have different purposes. So too, this Baruch Shmuel Belchbaum and Yaakov Felchbaum, even though the names rhyme, But there's no shaykh, each one has a different dafka. And if Shmuel Belchbaum wants to take over Gavriel Felchbaum's position, he wants to go into it and take over his thing, so Pshat, he's knocking him off the earth. That's a rishus. It's not only, chutz from the fact that it's a chassan in B'nai Shalom, it's a fight against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's also a fight against the home mitzvahs of that person. You're taking away his purpose, his atzmius, his mitzvahs, his mahus, his essence. It's the worst thing a person could do to Baisa. To destroy and to go into and take away a person's chelek, to be chelek, to make machloikis, is the worst possible thing you could do to someone. Because in that way, you're removing his mitzvahs in this world. You're taking him out. You're removing him from this world, that person. So Mida Connected Mida not only takes care of you, but it takes care of your whole generation. This is what we have to realize, Rabbi Yisai. We understand this concept that we have to give welcome to everybody else, Rabbi Yisai. They don't have to mevata. So I'm not in charge. I'm not on top. Somebody else now has a purpose. Somebody else could be in charge. Somebody else can do that. But that's his tafkid. And that's not for me. I have my own tafkid. We understand this and we respect each other. We understand, we look at each other differently. You look at this guy, what's he doing already? What's his... And then we understand that maybe he has battles in this area. He's going to maybe go out to work, whatever it is. We respect each other, and we realize that everybody has a purpose. Everything has a purpose, everybody has a purpose, and my job is not to take over his chela. My job is to do my chela, and respect his chela. That's the soil of the whole Indian of Sefer Bamidbar, the whole Yisoid is the Machanos. Everybody has a flag. We're giving prize Bamidbar, everybody has a dagger with a flag. Everybody was giving a symbol. The symbol represents that this Shevet has a certain tal. Yisochar, it's a medrash. This woman goes out, Lechoyf Ayam. Everybody has each one, but the perfect synthesis of everybody together. Tavod is Hashem. And we can respect that, that we can honor each other for it, Rabbi Yisai. That leads the harmony of a beautiful Klal Yisrael, of Ato Echo, Vishimcha, Mika Amcha, Yisrael, Goy Echo, Baharetz. If it comes a Choylek, as a person that wants to enter in his Choylek, he wants to take over his Choylek, he wants to be his job as a Levi, he wants to take over Kahuna, or he wants to take over who knows what. You lose your purpose, you try to go into somebody else's power, you knock him off the map. Don't give mokum respect for somebody else, Rabbi Yisai. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chas V'Shalom, you know, Yicholik on him, Yicholik on me. It's Machloek is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai. We have to understand the severity of it, and we have to understand the Amkus of it, and have respect, each and everybody in this world, Rabbi Yisai. You have to give respect. First, doing the wrong thing, we have to help him. We have to work on respecting him. We have to realize we're trying to get him to do his tafkid. But at the end of the day, everybody said, we're all working for the same common goal. That's how we can respect each other. We're on the same team. It's just like Lahav Alfam Dolz, everybody said. You have a baseball team or a basketball team. So you have the football team. You have the right guard and the squad receiver. You know, he could say, the wide receiver says, I want to throw the ball. And the right guard could say, I want to tackle, so I want to run the ball. But he can't. That's not his job. His job is to block. And that's why he seems to go out and catch the pass, not to throw. According, everybody has their own purpose. If the team wants to work front, they respect each other because that's what your job is on the team. Your job is not to throw the ball. Your job is to catch the ball. Your job is not to run with the ball. You have to block. Everybody has and goes to the work perfectly in harmony. And everybody does their job, the team is successful. So that when they win, when they're very successful, they all think, you know why they're so successful? Because everybody's doing their job, and everybody's respecting each one. You can't do without it. If we understand that, Rabbi Yisai, not only will it lead to a kvalitative synthesis that gives a merit to Nachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but our whole interpersonal relationships will be different, Rabbi Yisai. We can learn to respect our neighbor, learn to respect our roommate. He has a different tafkid than me. But that's his tafkid, that's his chelek. I don't need to get into that chelek. He could be good in Bikias, he knows Bikias about that. I don't have to be good in that. I mean, of course, I'll be good in also. I'll do my chek, whatever I can do. Maybe I'm my Ian and his Bikias and his Salacha. bottom, we all have to do the best that we can in everything. We're not getting into that, but I can respect him for what he knows. And even I'm in halacha, and he's also in halacha, but he knows a different chelik of halacha right now, and he works on that together. But that's how we build a client's film. That's how we build harmony. That's what we call Kiddush Hashem Yisroel. So we're going back soon this week, and we're going to meet different types of people, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to be strong and firm and in our resolve to do what we need to do to accomplish our goal. They might say things, but we also have to respect others and show them respect. They also have a tafkir, Rabbi Yisrael. Their tafkir is not to tell me what my tafkir is, that's for sure now. But the tafkir that they do have, we can respect it. We're trying to get them to be better at what they have to do. They could be working fellows. They could be out there, they could also be kaveita, maybe they could even do more, that they don't even believe in themselves. But to learn to respect every individual, that's a very, very chashuv thing to go back. Your parents, to learn to respect them, they have a beautiful tafkid. To respect everybody in the Bria as much as possible. Again, not respect doesn't mean I have to listen to what they tell me to do. Respect is to honor them, and to hold them high for what they've accomplished. All of Klaus that works together in harmony to build this beautiful, unified Klaus that has one common goal together to build a beautiful Klaus to see in our days, Moshiach, Sikhenu, may it be.